If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
We're remembering Illinois State Treasurer Judy Bart Topinka this morning. As Barack Obama said, she was blunt, pragmatic, unfailingly cheerful and energetic, and always willing to put politics aside to find common sense solutions that made a difference for the people of Illinois. We need her now, and we miss her. And with us this morning is Judy Bart Topinka's son, Joseph. Joseph, looking at your book here called Just Judy, A Citizen and a Leader for Illinois, the story of Judy Bart Topinka. It's really a great civics book. It's a biography, but it's also something that should be in every classroom in the state. Is that your goal with this?
Mr. Surratt, I was at a Columbus Day parade a couple years ago, and a guy came up to me and they said, hey, are you running for office? And I said, no, I'm running for my mother's legacy. And he looked at me in a strange way, and I thought, why doesn't he understand what I'm saying? Yes, that is my goal. My goal is to try to promote her legacy, because it's a great story. She was a great role model. And frankly, I'm concerned that maybe we don't teach civics the way we should teach civics. I'll just give you an example. I was talking to a student one day, and I said, hey, you know, Republican Party, and she thought it was a branch of government. That's not a good sign. So, first of all, Mr. Surratt, thank you for having me on. I want to say happy, you know, for some places in the state or some places in the country, this is Czech Heritage Month. So happy Czech Heritage Month. And in some places in the country, it is Italian Heritage Month. And so I wish you a happy Italian Heritage Month. And I think if my mother was alive right now, she would say, hey, we should be celebrating our heritages and our ethnicities, which is also a part of that book. The book is about civics, yes, but the book is about her life. Her life was one of embracement, one of hard work, one of, you know, some people say she was progressive, some people said she was very moderate, some people said she was very conservative. I would like to say that she was a populist, and maybe we need more populists in our country. Maybe we actually need to know how a republic, not a democracy, really works. And a republic is about representing the people, and that requires a two-way street. Mom was a leader, but at the same time, she was a teacher. She didn't just lecture people. She taught people, and people taught her. And I know I've kind of took your breath away very quickly here, but I think if you remember my mother, she did the same thing to you. So I will pause on that, and thank you for welcoming me to your radio station.
The book is laid out in a way that's so readable with the graphics and the pictures in here. I'm sure a welcome addition in any classroom, and I'm sure there are folks right now saying, how do I get this book? And teachers who want to get a hold of this, what do they do?
Mr. Surratt, they can go to Amazon.com. They can go to Hilton Publishing, which is originally a Chicago brand. I wanted to be Illinois in all of what I did with this book. And they also can go to www.judybartopinka.org. That's www.judybartopinka.org. And what's nice about that site is that we've put a lot of videos on it. So, you know, there's a lot of... Mom, as you know, was kind of self-deprecating. Mm-hmm. She was very humble. Mm-hmm. And her humility is something I try to teach my students and my daughter. Being able to laugh at yourself is important. So there's a lot of videos on there, like her acceptance speeches in Springfield, where when she ran the state treasurer, for state treasurer, she made a comment about how she ate so many beans on the campaign. Well, everybody laughed. I'll leave it at that. The point I'm trying to make is that there's lots of funny stuff on the website, and me and a team are constantly putting stuff on there so you can actually download a lot of stuff that teachers can use and parents can use for that matter. I mean, I tried to design a book that was positive but also informative and that was appealing to young people, because I think mm-hmm. that is what ultimately we need to think about, Mr. Surratt, is...
Yeah. I'm Bob, by the way. That's my... Mr. Surratt's my father.
Well, you've accomplished
that and then some. The book is just Judy, A Citizen and Leader for Illinois, the story of Judy Bart Topinka. We have to take a break here and get to the news.
Okay,
but,
sir. Yes, sir.
Have you seen the At Home With that Marianne and I did on Channel 11 recently with your mom?
I'm going to try to put it on the website, and I'd like your wife to someday play my mother's accordion. I need to hear it again.
If you go to our website later, we'll post it after the show. We'll post the link so you can watch it too. Well, all the best to you, Joseph. Thanks for the time this morning, and
Mr.
good
Scott,
luck.
God bless you.
Good luck on the book.
Thanks, sir.
All right, be well.